This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in southern India say at least 16 people were killed and another 123 injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. Abdul Karim, a senior state police officer, said the dead included one of the pilots of the plane. He said at least 15 of the injured were in critical condition and that rescue operations were over. Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep S. Puri said in a statement that the flight overshot the runway in rainy conditions and went down the slope, breaking into two pieces upon impact. He said an inquiry will be conducted by the ministry's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau. The two-year-old Boeing 737 flew from Dubai to Calicut in India's southernmost state. It was landing in a heavy rainstorm. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, the territory's current and former police chiefs, and eight other officials for their role in curtailing political freedoms in Hong Kong. The sanctions were imposed under an executive order U.S. President Donald Trump signed last month to punish China for its moves against dissent in Hong Kong. They are the latest action by his administration against Beijing in the run-up to the November election. Last month, Carrie Lam postponed a September 6th election to Hong Kong's legislature by 1 year because of a rise in coronavirus cases, dealing a blow to the pro-democracy opposition that had hoped to make huge gains. The United States condemned that action, saying it was the latest example of Beijing undermining democracy in the Chinese-ruled territory. UN aid agencies are mounting a huge relief operation to help tens of thousands of survivors of Tuesday's devastating explosion that ripped through the heart of Beirut, Lebanon. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization has sent more than 2,000 trauma and surgical intervention kits, as well as medicine and medical equipment. It says the challenges of treating the injured and sick are huge, as the blast has destroyed three hospitals and partially damaged two others. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says many patients are being moved to health facilities outside Beirut for treatment. On top of this disaster, he says the COVID-19 pandemic remains a concern. The World Food Program also expresses concern about the spread of this deadly disease in a country where more than 50% of the population lives below the poverty line and has difficulty feeding itself. WFP notes Lebanon imports nearly 85% of its food. The agency plans to import wheat flour and grains for bakeries and mills to help protect against food shortages in the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employment growth slowed considerably in July. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports.
More Americans went back to work in July, but not as many as in previous months. The U.S. added 1.7 million jobs last month, an eye-popping number, but for the fact that it was nearly three times lower than the record 4.7 million jobs created in June. That's a sharp pullback and the clearest evidence yet that the economic rebound that began earlier this year is already slowing.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.